Okay. Listen, I'm going to be moving out, so you are going to be in charge of paying the rent.
Right. And when does that do?
First of the month.
That's every month?
No, just the months you actually want to live here. Okay, here's the phone bill.
Oh, my God!
That's our phone number. Now, look, I know I kind of sprung this whole me moving out on you thing, so why don't I just cover you for a while?
No way. Joey Tribbiani does not take charity. Anymore.
It's not charity, Joe.
I don't know. Forget it. Okay? I mean, thanks, but I'm done taking money from you. All right, I can take care of myself. Now, what's next? Come on.
Okay, here's the electric bill.
Mm. This is how much we pay for electric?
Well, yeah. So we'll do the rest of the bills later, then?
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you throw your love lies the other way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. But when it hasn't been your day,
are we going to have to give up the apartment?
Well, I hope not. I tried to offer him some money, but he wouldn't take it.
Well, how much do you think he needs?
I figure $1,500 would cover him for a few months, you know, but I have to trick him into taking it so I don't hurt his pride.
Yeah. Well, why don't you hire him as an actor? You could have him dress up and put on little skits just whenever you want.
Well, that would help the pride thing.
Hey.
Hey. Wow, you look great. Mm-hmm. Do you want to move in with me tomorrow?
Okay.
So, what do you girls have planned for tonight?
Well, instead of being sad that tonight's my last night together with Rachel, we thought we'd go out to dinner and celebrate the fact that Rachel's moving in with Phoebe. And also, my birthday. It's not your birthday.
What a mean thing to say. I would never tell you it was not your birthday.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. So, you guys have anything planned for the big last night?
Well, instead of just hanging out, we figured we'd do nothing.
Whoa. Knicks season opener tonight. I thought maybe you guys would come over and watch it.
I don't know, Ross. Not if you're going to talk about how you gave up a career in basketball to become a paleontologist.
I did give up a career in basketball to become a paleontologist.
Phoebs, you're not dressed yet? We're supposed to start having fun in 15 minutes. Well, and clearly not a minute sooner. Rachel, you are packed, though, right? I mean, please tell me that you're packed.
Of course I'm packed. Monica, relax. Just wanted to ask Phoebe for her opinion on what I should wear tonight. Oh
my God, I cannot get a minute of peace.
Oh my God! Monica's just gonna kill you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what you're wearing is fine for that.
I feel like it's just
important. You're not packed! You're not packed even a little bit! Surprise!
What?
Don't get mad, because look, this is what happened. So I started packing, and then I realized, what am I doing? I am lousy at packing, right?
But you love packing.
So as a gift to you, on our last night, ta-da! I'll be coordinator.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't get you anything.
Hey, look, everybody has to help, okay? Phoebe, you can help, can't you?
I have plans.
You have plans with us.
That's right.
All right. Chandler can make boxes, Ross can wrap, and Joey can lift things. Now, Phoebe, go tell the guys they have to help out.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God, thank you. Hurry. Monica's going to make you pack. She's got jobs for everyone.
Now, it's too late for me, but save yourselves.
Okay. The movers will be here in 11 hours. Rachel has not packed. Now, everybody has to help. Chandler, we're going to start...
I have plans with Joey.
But you said you were going to do nothing.
Yes, but for the last time.
Okay, fine. Now, Ross...
Oh, but I can't do it.
Why not?
Don't you have Ben?
Because if I have Ben...
It's almost 8 o'clock. It's almost past his bedtime. Where is he?
He's at a dinner party.
Is he really coming? Because I can see into your apartment.
Of course he is. What, you think I just use my son as an excuse? What kind of father do you think I am?
Sorry.
I gotta go make a fake Ben.
Here it is. Our last pizzas together as roommates.
Oh, I wish I'd known you were gonna do that. I ordered Chinese.
Oh, well, that's okay. Hey, actually, in a way, it's kind of nice. You know, our last dinner together, me bringing the food of my ancestors, you the food of yours.
Huh? Say, Joe, I had a strange idea for what we could do for our last night. What do you say we play a little foosball for money?
Are you crazy? You haven't beaten me once since my injury-plagued 97 season. It'd be easier if you just give me your money.
Yes, it would. What do you say to
$50? Okay, you're
out. Okay, let's play the big game. Italy versus China, apparently.
Oh, look, it's the rollerblades guide. You remember when we got these? No? Oh, I guess you weren't there. You guys, we said we were going to have fun. Come on, hey, remember at the time? You don't remember? I'm sorry, Peeps. I guess I'm just really sad that I'm leaving. I'm going to miss you so much. Well, this doesn't have to be so sad, though, you know? Maybe instead of just thinking about how much you're going to miss each other, you should, like, think about some of the things that you're not going to miss. I don't think there's anything. Come on, there's got to be something. No, she's perfect. I have one. Good. Great, okay, you can go first. Well, I guess I'm not going to miss the fact that you're never allowed to move the phone pin. That's a good one. Okay, Monica, anything? You know, does Rachel move the phone pin?
Odd sometimes. Always, actually.
Okay, good. There you go. Doesn't everyone feel better?
Not just the phone pin. I never get my messages.
You get your messages?
Yeah, well, I don't think it really counts if you have to read them off the back of your hand after you fall asleep on the couch.
So you missed a message from who? Chandler? Or your mom? Or Chandler? Or your mom? Great, it worked! No one's sad!
Yes! Oh. I win again! That's like $500 you owe me. $500, is a lot of electricity, huh? I gotta buy some food.
Okay, give me a chance to win my money back, okay? Sudden death, one goal, $1,000.
You serious?
Oh, yes.
Okay, get ready to owe me.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
One can beat me. See, now that's why only the little fake man is supposed to do the kicking.
Hello? Oh, hi, Ross. See, other people call me.
Ooh, your brother. Score!
What's up?
Oh, I'm just over here with Ben.
Thought we'd say hi.
I'll put him on.
Ben, say hi to Aunt Monica. Oh, I guess he doesn't feel like talking right now. He's smiling, though. Okay, talk to you later.
Yeah, I think it was better when you guys were sad. Hey, remember the rollerblades? You know what else I'm not going to miss? I'm Monica. I wash the toilet 17 times a day, even if people are on it. Hi, I'm Rachel. Is my sweater too tight? No? Oh, I better wash it and shrink it. I'm Monica. I don't get phone messages. messages from interesting people, ever.
Hey, I call her.
Oh, my God, I love Ross. I hate Ross. I love Ross. I hate Ross.
Oh, my God, I can't find a boyfriend, so I guess I'll just stumble across the hall and sleep with the first guy I find in there.
Yeah, we should get a move on if we want to make those dinner reservations.
Still broken? Sucks, man. See, last night here, and I lose the two most important things in my life. The foosball table and $500.
But, you know, there are other ways you can win back your money. How about a little blackjack?
Yeah, not my game.
Okay, how about, you know what? We can play a new game. A new game. It's fun.
Well, what's it called?
Cups.
I don't know how to play.
I'll teach you. Come on. It's really easy. Really, really fun.
All right.
Okay, here you go. I have two queens. What do you have?
Two and a five.
You win. $50.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's play again. Ready?
Ooh.
What do you got?
Four and a nine.
You're kidding, right?
No, why?
Well, that's a full cup.
Damn, I am good at cups.
I'm not talking to her. One of you has to take the first step, and it should be you, because she's the one who's leaving. It's harder for her. Maybe you're right. She made fun of my phone pin. I know. I took it hard, too. Listen, Rachel, I feel really bad about what happened. What are you doing?
I'm unpacking.
What?
I'm not moving. Is that picture straight?
It needs to go about 20 blocks to the left. Hey, you know what? You're the one who wants to make this big change and move in with Chandler. You should be the one to go. Why do I have to leave?
Because it's my apartment.
Well, it's mine, too. What else you got? How about you're moving?
What?
Yes.
No.
Okay, come on. This is ridiculous. We should be packing you!
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great! Monica's moving.
I am not!
Oh, really? Well, how come all of your stuff is in this box?
Okay, you guys, I think I know what's going on here, okay? You guys,
stop! I know that you're acting mad because you think that'll make it easier to leave. But deep down, you're still really sad. Deep, deep down. No, Phoebe, I am mad. Well, deep, deep, deep down.
Yeah, I'm just mad.
Then keep running.
You win.
Oh, what did you have?
Well, it doesn't matter. Nothing beats a three and a six. That, my friend, is a D cup. Okay, now, how much have you won so far?
Wow. 700.
Not 700, exactly.
Yeah.
Double it.
What?
Yeah, see, in cups, once you get $700, you have to double it. Hey, I didn't make up the rules. Okay, so now after you receive the doubling bonus, you get one card. Now, that one card could be worth $100, which brings your total to $1,500. Oh, no, don't get too excited, because that's not going to happen unless you get the... No way!
Well, this is the last box of your clothes. I'm just going to label it, "What were you thinking?"
Funny, because I was just going to go across the hall and write that on Chandler.
Okay, you guys, I don't mean to make things worse, but, I don't want to live with Rachel anymore.
What?
You're just so mean to each other. And I don't want to end up like that with Rachel. I still like you.
Well, Phoebe, that's fine because I'm not moving. Whoa. Phoebe, you got to take her. You know, I know I said some really bad stuff about her, but, you know, Rachel does have some good qualities that make her a good roommate.
Oh, really? Like what, Monica?
You know, she has 147,000 pair of boots.
Oh, yeah, good start, Mon.
She lets you borrow them.
Yeah, and you stretch them out with your big old clown feet.
Do you want to live outside? Because it's getting cold. She gets tons of catalogs, and she'll fold down the pages of the things that she thinks that I'd like.
What else?
Hmm? When I take a shower, She leaves me little notes on the mirror.
Yeah, I do. I do that.
That's nice. I like having things to read in the bathroom.
When I fall asleep on the couch after reading, she covers me over with a blanket.
Well, you know what? I don't want you to be cold.
And when I told her that I was going to be moving in with Chandler, she was really supportive. You were so great. You made it so easy. And now you have to leave. And I have to live with a boy! Oh, it's gonna be fine.
Okay, Rachel, now I can't wait to live with you.
And you know what we should do? Bring Monica, and then we can all live there together. We'll have so much fun!
But honey, I think she's moving in with Chandler.
Oh, that's right. You're still set on that?
Kinda. Oh, my God!
Hello? Ben, Mom, how's the packing going? Ben, he's fine. Yeah, he's right. Oh, my God!
Get your head out of your shirt there, son!
No. What? Yeah, it's a pumpkin. I'll come pack.
Hey.
What's wrong?
Ross and I were helping the girls pack. Took a little break. I lost $1,500 to them at Cops.
How did you lose at Cops?
The same way you lost. I start out with the king and the queen. Bam. Ross gets a 2 and a 3. Then I get a jack and a king. Boom. Ross, it's 4 and a 5. Maybe Ross was getting the cup card, the D cup, the sitting down bonus. Meanwhile, I didn't even get a half a cup. Nothing.
Oh, man.
He never played before either. You know what I think? I think beginner's luck, very important in cups.
Let's just play one more hand. Just one more hand.
No more. I cannot lose another dime. I'm serious this time. In fact, look, there's. I want to give you something, okay? And let me give it to you now before I pawn it for cups money. Now, I want you to have the big white dog as a kind of a, you know, like a thank you for being such a great roommate.
I can't take the big white dog. You love it.
It's him, not it.
No, what if I bought it from you? You know, and then your nice gesture would be giving it to me at a reasonable price, say $1,500.
Wait a second. I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to give me money again.
When did I try to give you money?
Before, over there with the bills. You tried to give me charity. I said no. You dropped it. Okay, then we had a nice last night together. We had some fun. We gambled. Nobody tried to give anybody any money. Now, out of the blue, you'd start with the charity thing again.
I'm just trying to help you out, okay? I want to make sure that you're okay.
I will be okay. Look, Chandler, you got to get it out of your head that I can't take care of myself, okay? Look, I'm not going to miss you helping me out with money. The only thing that I'm going to miss is you. And now the dog.
Okay. Call me when you get there, okay?
Okay.
Really gonna miss you. Oh,
I have your key. There you go.
Thanks.
Oh, John, this is silly. I'm going to see you in a couple of hours. Bye, house.
Bye. She really left.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No problem, Rumi.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What the hell is that dog doing here?
I invented the game of cups as a way to give Joey money.
And now you want that money back.
Exactly.
Charlotte, what kind of idiot do you take me for?
It's not a real game. I made it up.
I'm sorry you lost your money, but I won it fair and square.
And a fake game!
Now, if you want to try to make some of it back, I'd be glad to play you for it. But I should warn you, I am very good at cups.
Okay. Now, I assume the saucer card came up when you played last.
No.
Let's see if it comes up this time.